Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa. It is I, Jack P. Shepherd. I don't usually do this. It's so weird. As you know, or you should know by now, Coulson has gone into the Celebrity Big Brother house. So I shall be taking over as anchor. Yes, you heard that correctly. For the next few days, weeks, hopefully, however long he stays in the house for. Myself and Ben will be doing a series of episodes. We will release like every morning after like an ep of Big Brother's gone on, talking about, you know, the events that unfolded the night before with Coles. And we'll be analysing all of his antics and his behaviour and what he gets up to in there. So we're going to kick things off with this first episode by revealing the moment that Coulson first told me and Ben that he was going in the Celeb Big Brother house.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good.
I didn't know. I didn't know if you were saying until we were ready. Right. Hello, you two, Jack and Ben. I have something to tell you.
I'm leaving.
I don't know how to tell you.
He must know what's going on. I've no idea. He must know.
He does know.
Because I said to him.
So basically, let's say your reaction.
I said, am I okay? Like,
it's my reaction.
Am I okay just to spring it on you? I'm going in the Big Brother house.
No, you're not. Really? Really?
Yeah. I'm really scared.
Coulson, can you come to the dining room?
Really?
Here we go. So it's going to be me and you, kid.
You're on your own.
Oh, it's going to be like when he did the Olympic.
You're going to have to watch every single episode
and then analyze what's gone on.
Yes. What's gone on in the
and
house?
You might be watching me for 20, and I don't know what I'm going to. I might be in fancy dress.
We'll have to watch 24 hours of your day and go to sleep when you do. Mm. What do you think? Big brother?
That's good. That's good.
How are you feeling? Frightened?
Scared. Excited?
Yeah.
But ultimately scared. Yeah. Like, I think I go back minutes of my day and I'm like, fuck, that's exciting. And then I go back other bits and I'm like, oh my God, this
is
really scary.
It?
And it's big. It's a big show. It's the first time it's been on screen since 2018.
Yeah. ITV.
Yeah, rebranded. They're bringing it back. And yeah.
No, that'll be good.
I'm doing it.
Are you going to take your own pillow?
I want to. Yeah.
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 Wow. Where is it? In London?
I haven't got a clue. I don't even know.
You don't know who else is doing it, I suppose.
No, all I've heard a rumour, because I've obviously done the old Google search.
Yes.
Don't tell us. Because if it's not, then.
I know, yeah.
Don't tell us.
Ainsley Harriott. Ann Widdecombe. Lorraine Kelly.
I'm not saying anything. All I can say and all I know is that I will be in the Big Brother house, which leaves you on your own for 20 days, unless I get evicted.
Yeah, you might.
20 days. So we're going to have to work out how to
20
do
days?
This.
Is that
20
it?
Days, 20 days. It's a long time, that, Jack. Yeah, but I mean, we're talking no running. We're talking no phone.
So?
No phone is going to be hard. No phone for Coulson.
With people I don't know in a house.
Coulson's going to have to get to the art of conversation.
Actually, 3 week in one room.
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
That doesn't fear me, scare me.
Fear me is a good one.
But imagine the things I'm going to say on TV. Well, I'm going to have to say favourite on live TV. Yeah.
Crikey. So when are you going in?
Well, I would assume if you're watching this clip now, it must have started.
You're in?
Yeah, I must be in the house. And please keep me in the house. Unless I'm on TV going, get me out. Get Coulson out.
Vote. You'll be that. You'll be doing that. Vote.
Vote. That'll be up to you two. You two. I want Team Coulson t-shirts. I want you on the bridge going, Coulson. Flying a plane across that says, we love you,
Coulson.
We're
not travelling. No. But you'll be nervous. Oh, you'll be well nervous.
That daunting thing is, you know, that first bit, like thinking of Big Brother previously from watching it as a kid, walking, doing an interview, and then it's like going up.
The
what if I'm first
bit,
in? What
the
if
worst
I'm first
one
in?
Is first in. If you're last in, everyone's got the nerves, they've opened the champagne, you're in. If you're first in, you're doing that awful thing where you're walking around the house.
No, you're not. You're picking the bedroom, though, aren't you? You pick the best bedroom.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think maybe I wouldn't be first in. Yeah.
And everyone listens to you when you go first in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dicking around.
Oh, there's a pool. Oh, there's a sauna. Where's the diary room? Coulson. Well, good luck.
So, yeah, that's when he told us. And if you join us after the break, you'll hear what Coulson said when we saw him for the final time just before he went into the Big Brother house.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to On The Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd. Lead anchor. These are the Celeb Big Brother reaction episodes that will be taking place while Coulson's in the house. And we met up with Coulson actually just before he went in the house, and these are some things that he had to say.
So, yeah, are you going to miss me?
So, you're going into the house.
Yep, go at the end of the week.
As they're listening to this, the audience now, you will be in the house.
Yep.
Are you going to do that thing where you run in and bags your bed first?
Are you going to run down the stairs?
I won't
cry.
You did on the games, didn't you? Didn't you run down?
Yeah, we had to.
Geez.
It was awful.
I want to be
the first person. I'd love it if I was number one. And you don't know. That's the bit. I don't know who's going in.
No.
I only know myself. And I don't know
you're going in.
Going to be the first person.
So I guess going in's Coulson. Oh.
You do the bit on the steps.
Yeah.
You say bye mum, bye dad. Go up the stairs.
Hold on.
You don't say bye mum, bye dad.
You're
literally just before you go on.
Your mum and dad are going.
They're going to the launch party, yeah.
Are they?
They've put dogs in kennels.
They're going to see you off.
Yeah,
they've and put your dogs sister in the crying.
I don't know about my sister.
Like
yet.
You're off on some kind of like Antarctic one-year voyage.
And maybe FOM as well.
He's going?
I think so, yeah.
Crying when you go in?
I hope not.
How long are you going for?
Well...
What, mandatory 2 weeks, voting 1 week? Or is it definitely 1 week, voting for two?
I don't know. It's Big Brother. Big Brother's word is final. The rules are...
We're not in it.
What? If they just turn around, you got really nasty.
Yeah. He's Big Brother. Yeah. Big Brother's worst final, Jack.
So if they just turn around and go, it's 6 months.
Jack.
What are you going to say?
Big Brother has...
I haven't left enough food for the cat. I'm sorry, it's Big Brother's worst final.
Big Brother has evicted someone before on night one. As in, what's your first impressions of everyone? Name someone to nominate for eviction.
They're not doing that, Coulson.
They haven't done that on a celeb one.
Absolutely.
It's 3 weeks, but in answer to your question, I hope that I'm there all the way to the end.
And
it,
which is three. Which
yeah.
is three.
Yeah, but there'll be a mandatory amount for voting starts. You're probably going to get a week in there.
Usually
yeah.
do a week, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they go, right, pick up your phone.
So, food, what are you going to do?
Well, it's a shopping list, isn't it?
That's going to cause an argument.
Gels.
Gels. You're going to want chocolate oats,
yeah.
rice cake, apples. So you're going to try
Pink
your
ladies.
Chicken.
Pink ladies.
Pink ladies. Paranaise, rice cakes.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice. Mm. So, on your shopping list, we all get a shopping list. Mm. We're going, now, don't take the shopping list off me or the pen and paper. Because I know what you're going to be
this
like.
This is why I want to be in first so I can write on it straight away. Imagine, I get in, I see there's no one there. I go straight to the shopping list.
You're not
going to
do that.
Straight in.
You're not going to do that.
You won't do that.
Pink ladies.
You pick your bed.
Paranaise.
You pick your, bed. You pick your bed.
You're
having
a
room.
You're having a glass of champagne. Then you're doing that thing where they all walk around and go, oh, I can't believe I'm here.
How many is there usually? About 15, 20
yeah,
people?
Yeah, 15. You're back 15, in your
20
bed.
People in one room.
Yeah.
You're picking the best fucking
do you
bed.
You get an eye mask?
Which is in the corner.
You're picking the
corner.
Single.
Corner.
Corner
yeah, single.
Because you only want to be next to one you want person.
You want a corner single.
Close to the door or far away from the door?
What do you mean far away from the door?
Close
everyone's
to the
coming
door.
In. No.
Far away.
Far
no,
away.
Far away.
Everyone's
about,
in and
what
out.
What about the old midnight wee?
Well,
do you,
you
have
go
any?
To the, you go to the loo like depends. Anyone normal person. You
do
wouldn't
you
piss your bed.
Wee?
Depends on how much water I've drank in the day.
But you're walking past people rather than people walking past you. There's a big difference. Yes.
Surely we're talking eye mask.
What for?
What? Your eyes.
What, but why are we talking eye mask on your shopping list? You're never getting that
no,
through.
No, no. Shopping
they
list.
They switch the lights
list is
off,
only
Colton.
Food.
They switch the lights off.
Yeah.
They do it in the dark, so they've got those infrared cameras. Shopping list, it could be a big thing for you. You've only got, there's 15 of you, you've got £15.
Oh, what if some fucker snores?
Oh.
Do you know what
Jack,
I do?
Jack.
I'm first in the bedroom. I'm picking the bed and I'm moving the other ones a few inches away from
me. You know what I'm doing? I'm taking the mattress. I'm taking it out.
I'm taking your extra pillow.
I'm taking extra pillows off. I'm taking it out and I'm taking it out to the garden.
Do you want to know my big worry?
Gazebo.
What if I'm the snorer?
It don't matter.
That's fine. That's great.
Is it not?
No,
no
is it
you keep everyone else up. How was your night?
Amazing.
Hey, whoa.
Like a log.
I haven't slept so well for years. What
no
about
watch.
You lot?
No watch.
No phone, Coulson.
No running.
No phone,
no
Coulson.
Not asked about no phone.
You are I'm absolutely
not.
Asked.
I'm not asked about no phone.
You never don't look at your phone.
Is there a gym?
No gym.
No gym.
Ooh,
no running.
What are you going to do there?
Don't know.
Swim?
Star jumps.
What they do is a week in or whatever, everyone starts getting their routine together,
yeah.
don't they? They start doing a bit of exercise together. They start jumping up and down star jumps or whatever.
I'm going to do like push-ups and squats and stuff. I will do a bodyweight workout.
Books? Can you take books? Or
no, you can't take anything
they won't
like that.
You reading,
no.
will they?
Because I mean, that's boring.
I haven't...
Not for you.
I haven't
no, but
finalized
for them, watching you read. And here's Coulson. He's been reading for 3 weeks, the same page.
I also can't read, yeah. What would I read?
His book's upside down.
Coulson is reading the magic key in the diary room.
Coulson is reading the big red bus again. He'd forgotten it.
Imagine though, 3 weeks in and I'm still reading the same book. And everyone's like, is he all right?
So what's it going to have? Definitely in their jacuzzi. That's a given.
Yeah.
Garden.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a given. It's not going to be warm.
Smoking shower. Might start smoking.
I would.
Will they have a smoking shower?
I think you do.
They're not going to. It's not going to be warm.
Vape centre.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. My guess is there's going to be some secret little bedroom that they award people.
Yes. Shag
that
pad.
You can get. No. Oh. It's not Love Island. Oh. If you win a task, they'll have a thing where you can have a nice sleep away from the snorer.
Yep.
Yeah, they will.
And then you're in. I think the food's going to be a big thing. The exercise is going to be a big thing. And also, aren't we going to see a bit of Grumpy Coulson?
I don't think we will. I'm actually very, very excited, you know?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Like, I haven't enjoyed that half of my life has been a lie. Like,
what?
Because I've not been able to...
What a set.
Because I've not been able to tell...
Half of my life
has been a lie.
Jack.
Half of my life. 13 years has been
I told someone the other day, I was like, oh, I can't do March. I'm going away on holiday. They went, where are you going? Anywhere nice? I went, family. And just walked off. Just panic.
Oh, he's not meant to say, is he?
Like,
he's not meant to
I've
say.
I've only told you two.
And we haven't told anyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your mum has told everyone.
She hasn't told anyone.
She's told everyone.
She hasn't told anyone.
Without a doubt.
Who she told? Nail technician when she's had her nails done for the launch party.
That is Cass. That's
whole of Cass now. Cass have got banners out.
Yeah. Hey, he's going in. So you're excited.
Yep.
What are you worried about?
Balance.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah. Well, do you know what, though? That's a good point. It's a good one. It's a good point. I'm going to give you this now.
They creep up on you.
Yeah, they do. They do. If you're not careful, they want you walk in and then you're like, oh, this is great. And then you turn round and it's someone you think, oh,
and you can always spot them.
Them. I don't like them. What would you do? If you genuinely, if you.
What you'll do is you'll work out who's in your camp and you'll go, here, mate. You know him over there.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. That you can't. Snorer. That's nasty.
Of course you can.
That's nasty Nick.
That's
Nick territory.
Of course you can.
Yeah, and we all remember him. We all remember him, don't we?
You think I'm going to go in there and be the shit stirrer? I'm defo putting him up for eviction.
I'm not saying be a shit stirrer. I'm saying just work out who's in your camp and who can spot the other bell ends with you. Because if he can't spot that he's a bell end, then he's a bell end as well.
You imagine at the end, you're all like slightly drunk the last week. Pissed. They all did it. You're all fellas. I don't care if you vote me out. We're voting you
out. It gets to the point.
We're absolutely voting you out. You're not going to win this game.
If you don't like someone, the likelihood is that they don't like you. So if you think someone's...
Are you just going to be completely obsequious, just so nice to everyone? Hi!
Yeah,
hi!
Balance.
I'm getting voted out. I loved you in that show. You were so funny.
I'm just going to have the best time that I can possibly have.
We've ruined it. He was really looking forward to it.
I still am. You can't say anything to me.
No, it's good laugh. Good laugh. The thing to remember as well. It's a laugh
and
it's made up.
And it don't matter.
When people's heads go, is when they start thinking it's reality.
No, I'm excited. Like, what I don't know about it excites me, and what I know it's like,
and you'll have a game to play every
you'll
day.
You'll have tasks in the day.
Dressing up.
At times it's going to be silly and weird.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I might get asked to do a bit of karaoke.
Yeah, Abba Night.
Abba Night.
That kind of thing.
I love Abba Night.
Like, I think it'll be fun.
Who's cooking?
Be fun. If you've got a chef, it's game over. I mean,
chef's not going to want to do it, though. 14 nights.
Well, pasta.
3 weeks.
I mean, I can cook. I can do my overnight. If I get my shopping list, we can have Nando's chicken wraps and we can have overnight oats and I'll keep everyone happy.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to budget it.
Yeah.
It's 500 quid for all of you.
I think it'll be 200 quid, Jack, for a week.
What are you getting with that? You're getting rice and potatoes and some Heinz beans.
But your shopping list value depends on how you're doing the tasks. And I think I will do well in tasks. But I don't know what the tasks are.
Dancing.
I'll do crap at that, won't
Thank
I?
Thank you. Yeah. Painting.
Well, I'll try.
Drawing. I'm shit at drawing. I
need practical.
Your handwriting like? You've got nice handwriting, haven't you?
No, it's terrible.
Mine's
terrible.
Awful.
I do
Mine's
stuff upside awful. Down and back to front.
Yeah. So, all three tasks we've picked, you're getting nothing to eat for 3 weeks.
Mm.
What would you do then? That's the thing. They can tweak it whichever way they want to. I think it's good. I think it's compelling. If you had to pick anyone to go in, so not thinking logically, who's going to go in, but anyone to go in, who would you pick? Top person to go in, top person not to go in, as in who don't you want to see in there?
Top person to go in.
Yeah.
Either. These are two really random people, okay?
Yeah.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah.
Okay. It's not quite as big as I thought.
Or like Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Your head would fall off.
Could you imagine if I saw Billy Ray?
What kind of person don't you want in there? You might not want someone who's like you. Or you might not want someone who's gobby, quiet.
I don't think I would want anyone that's going outright to cause drama and conflict. No Katie Hopkins.
Mm. Okay.
That kind of no drama.
Just to say things for the sake of...
Let's just all go and have a really nice time. It might not be a really nice time,
right?
But let's all go there for the same reason.
You're going to get someone with drama.
There will be.
Ideally.
They're going to employ someone.
Do you know what would be good?
I need... If I was the producer, I'd know. You're in. I need drama.
What would be good would be maybe someone who's just finished playing cricket, like a Stuart Broad might be able to sign them for Cass.
Can you imagine politician. How boring that
way,
would be?
The easiest way to get people's back up is drop a politician in there.
Yeah.
They can't
if
wait.
A cricketer went in, I would that's, sign the mo- that's the instantly. Most boring 3 weeks of television. Because it'd be you going, I loved it when you played that bat and it hit the ball and it went over the rope. I thought it was fantastic. And then when you bowled that ball in 1974, what were you thinking? You'd go through every ball. 3 weeks later, Coulson is still talking about cricket.
This is the
Can I borrow your box?
This is the conversation.
They've asked me to do the voiceover.
This is the conversation Can you imagine? I've had with my agent. My agent says the one thing he's really worried about is when I'm in the house and people are still coming in, launch night, and they walk in the room, and I've not got a fucking clue who they are.
It don't matter, though.
That doesn't matter.
I know, but my agent was like, because there will be someone massive who I don't know who I should know. There'll be me going.
They'll be fine.
They've done what?
There'll be a lot of
people. Oh, they won an Oscar, and I'll be like, oh, right.
But there'll be a lot of people who are going in who don't know who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have to introduce yourself.
Just introduce yourself as Adam Coulson.
The more embarrassing thing is, by week one, you're still getting their names wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I will. I think the actual living aspect with new people I will enjoy immensely.
Because of the green room.
It's the green room. I've been in that environment since I was 10 years old. Yeah, I've been surrounded by Bill Roach, who's 93, and then the youngest person on set's like 6 months old. Like, that's been my life since being a child. And I, you know, David Nilsson, these people are your mates, and they're mixture of ages. Look at us three.
Final question here. What are you going to do if you win? Would you, right, this is it, would you rather, you come out, you win, you are offered 100k to drop me and him.
I'd just do it on my own.
You're doing it on your own, but what you'll do it on running, celebrity runners, and they come along and they go, it's 100 grand, Coulson, you've got the contract, but you've got to tell Jack and Ben where to go. They're not involved, we don't like them. What would you do?
So it's not a would you rather, it's what I would do.
Well, would you rather have this podcast that we're running now or have a very successful podcast on your own? What would you rather do?
I'd say thank you very much for the offer.
And I'll take it.
But I am too...
I hate them.
I am too loyal to Jack and Ben, and I'm looking forward to getting back on the sofa
and working away
with them.
I'd say, is there a way we can do it as well? And if they said no, I'd go, we're going to have to shelve this shit. We're going to have to shelve this shit for a year or two, because I've got this contract to do this gig.
What if I've done my last ep, if I pay you off?
That's fine.
But that's fine.
That's fine.
Fine. Obviously, if you won, I would go, he's won. We both go, he's won. Fine.
That's it. We're never going to see him again.
He'd go, welcome back to On The Sofa, not with Coulson. Yeah, you'd have to pie us. You've won Big Brother.
Don't worry, I'm not going to win. I'll be fine.
Well, you might do. You might
fifth.
Do.
Let's aim for fifth.
Let's say there's 15 in.
Yeah.
You want to get past halfway. You want to get past 7.5.
The dream of Big Brother is I would love to be there on the night of the final because I want to do the full experience. If I'm doing the show, I want to be a part of it all.
Yeah.
The bit that's annoying is when you go out
first.
Yeah.
Or not so much first because you kind of remember the first. Like if you go out third or fourth.
Yeah.
And then you've still got to fucking come back to the show and be like clapping people on.
That's the bit, is the fact.
Watching it, and it's like, well, I've done this.
And they're not nice. You'd have to do that. They're not nice. They're
the fact I'm doing...
We didn't get on.
And then we'd all see why you got voted out.
The fact I'm doing the show, I think I really want to... I'm doing the show to do the show.
Okay.
So I want to do it. I want to be a part of it. I want to be in from the start to the end.
Well...
I wish me luck, I'd better go.
Good luck. Oh, you're off now. Bye.
Bye. Good luck.
So that was it. Last time we saw him. After that, men in black suits just drove up to the building, smuggled him in the back of the car, and we haven't seen him since. So join us on the next episode, and we'll talk all about Coulson's 24 hours in the house, and we'll analyse all of his behaviour.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.